Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Queensland's Peak Social Service Group has slammed the disbanding of the Youth Justice Select Committee, labelling it shameful. It follows a motion being moved in State Parliament just 8 months after the group's establishment was announced. QCross CEO Amy McVie says this was a disappointing yet predictable outcome.
This was a political manoeuvre. We shouldn't need to rely on a parliamentary committee to provide us with a pathway forward. We have, in a well-functioning government, there should be work done by government to develop a youth justice strategy.
The lack of opportunity to confide in loved ones about their work is exacerbating stress experienced by our police officers. That's according to the director of organisation Care Collaborate Connect, Dr. Helen Salmon, who says frontline workers are exposed to traumatic and very stressful situations on a daily basis.
One of the things with those frontline people is they can't often just go home and talk about it because it's so graphic and they don't want to traumatise their family and friends.
It comes as a local officer was recently found deceased after being reported missing from Edmonton on April 8. A Queensland Police Service spokesperson says mechanisms to manage fatigue, support mental health and provide various support services are offered. And if you or someone you know needs support, call Lifeline on 13 11 14. New research claims a pioneering approach to road construction could reduce carbon emissions by up to 95%. Dr. Hannah Sliegman from UniSQ says the lime products that are currently used in the construction of roads are expensive, and lime production releases similar carbon emissions to that of cement.
When you're using a waste material, obviously you're not using this lime and not having to produce it. So that's how the carbon dioxide emissions will be reduced.
And our North Queensland Cowboys will be looking for redemption back in Sydney this weekend. Coming off a loss against Parramatta, our men will be looking for a consistent 80-minute performance against the Sharks. Sunday's kickoff in Cronulla is at 4 p.m.